The General Services Administration people are aware agencies are having a tough time buying cloud services, but it's working through some legislative proposals and deviations from the federal acquisition regulation. GSA says those could both make a difference. Richard Blake is senior technologist for the Integrated Technology Service at GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco about the changes GSA would like to make.
Let's start with the timeline. If we're going to make this cycle, then we need to determine what we're going to do legislatively or in terms of a legislative proposal. And that process looks, it's like as follows. Everybody, every agency puts together proposals and things they want Congress to take up for whatever reason. We would like Congress to take up what is cloud. Cloud is not IT. It's not traditional IT. And since back in the days, I think it was Klinger Cohen that established IT for the federal government, cloud did not exist. Now cloud does. So cloud is a service that happens to deliver IT. So it's IT as a service. We need the law to recognize that. In recognizing that, then we hopefully will be able to get some relief from the law that prohibits us from treating this kind of IT differently than any other form of IT. In the past, IT has been these boxes and these things that you bought and you loaded on these boxes and you owned them and you held them and they were material assets of the agency. Now they're not. Now they're a service that you buy from someone else that owns them and you have certain service level agreements and organizational level agreements that deal with that. That needs to be recognized in the law. Right now, the law actually prohibits us from treating cloud as a utility or as a service. So that's what the law is going to do. What that looks like, I have no idea. I'm not an attorney and I'm not a procurement executive, but our senior procurement executive is working on it and so are our attorneys. And I certainly have input into the technical side. On the next one, which would be the regulation side, we have certain latitudes within the FAR. One reading of the FAR would say if the FAR doesn't specifically prohibit something, then it's allowed. In the analysis of risk, is an 1102 buying a new and emerging technology? That is a big leap. So we're hoping to add some sort of deviation or language to the FAR that specifically, and with a great deal of specificity, describes to the contracting acquisition community what is cloud, how do you buy cloud, and what's allowed, assuming we get this legislation through. So given this new legislation, here's how the FAR supports that legislation. And then the final part, and believe it or not, probably the toughest part, is the cultural part that says this is the way we've always done it. We've formed working groups. We did a requirement. Then the contracting people came in and built an RFP or an RFI against that requirement, typically an RFP against that requirement. We put it on the street for a certain amount of time, and that process usually takes us a year or two. That doesn't work in the cloud environment because the need is now. The technology is changing rapidly. So once we get those back two pieces done, the legislation supports the risk or lack thereof, the FAR supports the legislation, we can then begin change management within the acquisition community with documents and training and sessions and things like we attended today.
And I think you made this point in the session earlier, the idea that acquisition folks were being asked to buy something or look into buying something, specifically cloud technology, that they don't necessarily know a whole lot about. And it sounds as if this push with some of the regulations and possible legislation could fix some of that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I consider myself a technologist. My title is senior technologist. I don't know if that's a function of age or experience, but let's assume for a moment that it's experience. I don't understand all the ins and outs of cloud and how we buy it and how we acquire it. And when asked to inform an 1102 who was making a substantial obligation on behalf of the United States government, and they take those warrants very seriously, as they should, to jump into a pool in which they have never been without having something to hang on to as a life preserver, that being regulation or policy or law, is unfair. And for the last several years, that's what we've been asking them to do. Now, emerging from that, because these are smart people, emerging from that have come some folks who have done it on their own and are informing this effort, and that's why this effort is timely now. 2 years ago, we couldn't have done this because we didn't have 1102s who could speak the language. We had some. I don't want to paint it with that broad of a stroke. But for the most part, we had a way that we did acquisition, and you had some that were risk adverse and some that weren't. You had to pick and choose. That's changing. There's a lot of 1102s now, contracting folks and acquisition folks, who understand that it needs to change and they're willing to step in. But we need to give them some back cover and some top cover, and that's what we're trying to do.
Now, the legislative piece that you spoke about, I believe you mentioned it's a proposal that's tucked into the NDAA, and I understand that's obviously out of your hands at this point. But as far as some of the regulation changes with the FAR, what can you tell us about that as far as where that is right now?
Well, let's go back to the legislative proposal. I suggested in the room that it could be tied to NDAA. It's going to be up to OMB. They're the boss. Who, if they are picking, because everybody's going to put together legislative proposals in February for the budget cycle. We're hoping that we scream loud enough and do things like this to build enough traction to where they look at ours and favorably and attach it to something. Logically, it should be the NDAA. That's what we're thinking, or the DCOI. Something having to do with this technology. That's number one. On the FAR changes, the biggest change will be the way we treat time and materials contracting. So under FAR 16.6, and I think that's the one, that defines contract types, there's a time and materials contract, but as the name implies, you must have time and materials. We're dealing in a virtual world where there is no time and there are no materials. So how do you apply the time and materials purchase model to the cloud? Now, we have contracting officers who are doing that today and receiving no pushback on that event. Again, we need to fly cover. It's time to define it. It is time to say cloud is here, cloud is here to stay. Forget about cloud. It's time to say that consumable IT, that IT as a service, is here to stay. That is the model for IT in the future, at least the foreseeable future. And we need to put all the plugs and the levers in place to make that happen. One of those levers is to change the contract type to include a contract type specific to cloud. So that's the biggest one that will come out of the FAR deviation.
You mentioned a cloud playbook.
Yeah.
Heard kind of a few people mention that's something they would be interested in.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that, where that is?
We have a team. So I work with what used to be the cloud config team, which is now the IT services category. And within that category, we've formed an initiative called CAFE. We've peeled off a large section of that team to work on this playbook, and the expectation is we'll have it done right after the first of the year. That's going to address all of cloud, not just our products. It's going to address the future. It'll have templates. It'll have guidance, definitional terms. We're trying to solve this at GSA, and God love Mary Davey, and that's not just a plug. She's the IT services category manager for the federal government. She recognizes this. She gives us a great deal of freedom. We can fail early and often and still continue to march. So the playbook should be out sometime right after the first of the year.
Richard Blake, senior technologist for the Integrated Technology Service at GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. You can read her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.